Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Ivan Meisner is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. Right, Ivan?
That's correct, BNI.com.
And folks, he's got 6,500 chapters around the world, something under a billion members, closer to 150,000 or so members of BNI around the world. These are people who are meeting every week to do what, Ivan?
To pass referrals to each other. We literally have 6,500 meetings every week all around the world.
Wow.
And the sole purpose is to generate business for each other.
Referrals. And how much business did you generate last year?
Well, you know, in 2012, we generated $3.3 billion
worth
of business for our members. We were anticipating that would be about $3.7 billion in 2013. However, we have a new database system that actually tracks a lot of things like thank you for closed business. And we may have underestimated the number for 2013.
What?
It looks like it'll be about $5 billion.
Wow.
Based on what the members themselves have told us.
Does that not make you want to join a BNI organization, folks? And if you want to find out where one is near you, go to BNI.com. There's a map there, right, Ivan?
Yes.
And you can find out where the nearest organization is, and maybe even the possibility of starting one yourself, right?
That's correct. If there's not one in your area, you work with the local director and starting up a
contact the local people. I've met them all over the place.
With 6,500 groups, there's a lot out there to pick.
They come up to me all the time when I'm traveling and giving speeches. Your guys come up to me all the time and introduce themselves to me.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, it's really nice. Hey, Ivan, we're talking about how to help people to be your employees, to be healthier and improve their well-being. We've been talking about water and detoxing and better food at work. And how about walking, exercising, and stretching, and calisthenics, and doing squat thrusts and things like that?
Yeah, a walking club at work. We have employees who like to walk every day. We have a small, regular size office where we do Qigong and Tai Chi class for a handful of employees on a regular basis. things like that. We have some offices have a little sports area with a treadmill and some other things. Anything that you can provide for the employees to get a little exercise in during the days.
And you know, some insurance companies, if you can demonstrate to them that this is what your company is adopting, this kind of wellness, and you can demonstrate an overall improvement in health with the employees, you can improve your cost of health care.
Yeah, I have been told that. I haven't seen that with my health care provider with all of the changes.
No kidding.
That
yeah, that's that almost that may have been a nice trip down memory lane. We don't know yet. But no, I've reported on this before with insurance companies who, for example, the company that took out the smoking room and put it in an exercise room.
Oh, yeah, that would make a difference.
That's
a great idea. We've never had a smoking room in our office.
Right.
We've always put them outside.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what's interesting is I don't think we have anyone using it now. We have a little area outside where they can smoke, and I haven't seen anybody out there in months.
So right.
That's good.
And all this contributes to better morale, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's the last thing in the workplace is keep morale high. So we've done some things in addition to the health. One thing that we call a Daymaker initiative. A good friend of mine, David Wagner, wrote a book called Life as a Daymaker, and it's about making people's day in the work environment. And so we've implemented things like that at the same time that we do the health initiative, so that one kind of supports the others.
Well, and you know, not only the morale of the individual benefiting from the water and the food and the exercise and all that, but the camaraderie. I mean, you're helping these people do things together that are not necessarily work related. It's another layer of their camaraderie, isn't it?
It is, and ironically, that actually impacts the customer service, because we just did a conference where we brought together our franchises from all over the world, and one of the things that kept coming up was, wow, what are you guys doing at the office? We're really seeing a big difference in response time and support, and part of that is this health initiative that we're doing. It's not everything, but it's an important part of the change in behavior at the office.
Right, and so the people get to know each other a little bit differently. They get to know each other on a different level. They start helping each other, and I can see where it'd be a great morale builder and definitely increase productivity. BNI.com is the website. Ivan Meisner is the founder and the chairman. Ivan, congratulations on the success of your organization, and also in helping your people to be better and to be well. And we're glad you're well too, Ivan.
Hey, thank you.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.